נפתח ידי תוהה רבי אברהם משה למפין.
Heard a story. There was this yid who had to be in hospital after op-eaten. Had to be in hospital like this year was like Shoshuna 2 days, then Shabbos. Let's hope for good reasons. Sure, he was in hospital for this tkifa. Shoshuna 2 days and Shabbos. It was a place not much eaten around there. And Eir Hashashuna, he was there, and that this person comes to him, and he realizes a yid. And this person tells Mazoi, he's lately become a Baal Tshiva, and he keeps Shabbos. Of 3 days in Etzesruel, it wasn't a Frima area. Of 3 days, 2 days Hashashuna, and the Shabbos to keep his phone off and to be ugehakt from the world for 3 days, it's much too much. So he says to him, are you a Rav? He sees him with a couple, are you a Rav? He says to him, Ani lo Rav im Efechat. Ani lo Rav im Efechat. I finish a Rav. So he looked to him, ask me what's this fraying. So he asks, tell me, 3 days is very difficult, right? What should I give him? 3 options. Either should keep the first day, Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos, make a hefsik. Or should keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah and this Shabbos. Or the second day Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Gives him 3 options for this roof. He said to himself, why did I say that I could answer this question? Why did I say you should ask me? I should have said, no, I can't answer. And he asked the tefillah to the Eibishter. The Eibishter should give him a tshiva. So he says to Mazoi, listen, this is a hospital. Imagine somebody comes into the hospital and they take him into the emergency room and the doctors have a dispute. We can't save his brain and his heart. Either the brain or the heart. And they will ask you, choose, either the brain or the heart. What would you answer? When you answer that question, either the brain or the heart, I'll answer you at the Shabbos of the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is the cup, is the brain of the year, the Rosh Hashanah. And Shabbos is the hearts for the year. So we have Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Fakes Bashi asked me which of the Shabbos of the Rosh Hashanah. If you'll answer this question, I'll answer this question. So the Master now, Kimtzigain, Rosh Hashanah is the cup, the Rosh Hashanah. It's the brain of the year, it's the Rosh Hashanah. And after that comes Shabbos. Shabbos Shiva is the heart of Klal Yisrael, the heart of the year, heart of Klal Yisrael. In Lashon Kodesh, we call the days Yomim Noiruim. Yomim Noiruim means days of Noiruim. Noiruim means tzedek, frightened, right? Above Yiddish, Zuckman, the heilige take. I've never heard somebody say Yomim, the fortige take, the tzedek take. No. But Yomim Kedoshim, the heilige take. When the Belzer Ruf Schoen Levroche was in Budapest, besides the Second World War, when he escaped from Poland, he was in for Yom Shoshuna, Tufshi and Dalit, it was 1940, he was in Budapest. And the Oilem, the Hungarian Oilem, heard that the Belzer Ruf was here. It was a big chizik, middle of the war, and they started coming to Budapest, big Oilem to Budapest. And it was a bit of a schooner, because the Hungarians and the Germans were still around, and it was a schooner to make a pilsum, as the Belzer Ruf is here. They were chasing the Belzer Ruf, but it was a schooner, he should get together, and it was such a big oifen. So the Belzer Ruf said to his rabbi, they should send out letters to all the towns around in Hungary, they shouldn't come. The master didn't listen, they all came. And they sent out letters to all the areas, they should stay at home. And he said this, he drafted the letter, he said the letter, right, as Yomim and Ruim, they shouldn't come, especially the Bucham shouldn't come. And then he amended it, not Yomim Ruim, Yomim Kedoshim. He said Yomim Ruim, then he had to forget, not Yomim Ruim, Yomim Kedoshim. And somebody showed me, some soifer, writes in the drushes, why do we call it Yumim Kedoshim? So if he says, as Yimai Elul, how much is the gematria of Kudish? 410. Now, Yimai Elul is Yimai Rutzen. Rutzen is 346. And Yimai Tishri, Yimai Din. Din is 64. Together, Rutzen and Din, Yimatria Kudosh. Yimatria 410. Says in some Soifer, that's what we call Yom Kedoshim, because we have the Yimai Elul, together with Yimai Tishri, the Yimai Elul dilute the Din of Tishri, and Yimai together is Kudosh. Rutzen and Din together is Kudosh, Yom Kedoshim. It's Yom Neruim. We have to remember it's Yom Kedoshim. It's famous, the vote of the Baratadia, I mentioned it last time, when I spoke here before Elul, as Yimai Elul is like Melech Basuda, like the king is going into the palace, is still outside, he can meet everybody, he's not dressed yet in his official garments, and he can become close to everybody. And later, a person who has Seichel, Yimai Elul, and he does the character of the Eibishter, Yimai Elul, then come Tishri, he has the siyat, he has the help. The king is in the palace, it's more fear. So he has a packet, he can't go in early with an appointment. But if you become acquainted with the king before Elul, then they allow you in. And once you're in the palace, my Tishri, is this Shem Meimotsoi, Yerib Yosekurev. The Haflu, the Punim Yufas, the Rebbe of Chasam Sofer says, Dirshi Hashem Bimotsoi. A person can be Doirish, can seek a Kodesh Buch Bimotsoi when the Eibishter is Bimotsoi. He's close to us on the Tzeres Yom HaShiva. You have to have Seichel, Kiroyi, Biyoy Sekurev. Start off before when it's Kurev, when it's close to you. In Yimai Elul, that's the time when a person can be Bikachuna for Yimai Tishri. So now we're beginning in Yimai Aslich, it's still a few days of Elul. It's Kedai to utilize the time of Elul to become a scarab to the Eibishter, and then it's easier. Then with the Eibishter is a melech HaKudosh, and it's Malchus, although Dorish Hashem B'Yimotzoi, the Eibishter is very close to all the Eden, we have to have but it's thought, it's Malchus, it's more, it's official. And then the more you have a Shaychus in Elul, you can be a scarab in Yimai Tishri. So I heard the Mushel from the Chofetz Chaim. Mamish is the same idea, but he had the Mushel from the Chofetz Chaim. There was this peasant who was walking in the street, and it was raining, and it was pouring, and he was walking by foot. And all of a sudden, the big chariot goes past, and someone sitting in the chariot says to this person, "You want to come on my chariot? You want to come have a lift?" He says, "Yes." "Where are you going?" "There and there, far away, many miles." "Yes, I'm no problem." Sits on the sits down, and he opens his box of herring and of crackers, and he wants to eat his food. All of a sudden, this person sitting next to him, the boss of this chariot, says to him, "Excuse me, what's your name?" He thinks, "Oh dear me, do you mean to say all this way of many miles is going to be like a nudge asking me every second questions?" Ignores him. So he thinks maybe he's tired from the way, he's cold, tired, hungry. So he allows him to settle down, finishes his crackers, finishes his book to read. He says, "Excuse me, what's your name?" And he says to himself, "Oh, this is really getting, it's really getting heavy over me. I want to have my peace and quiet. What's he, I have my crackers, I have my herring, I have my book, I have my seat. What's he going on about there?" He ignores him. So he thinks, maybe it's because he's tired, so he waits. Then it's a long way, so he falls asleep, has a good little schluff. He wakes up, says to him, "Excuse me, what's your name?" "Sorry, sir. Do you not see I'm tired? Do you not see I have what to do? Are you going to bother me the whole time? Can you just allow me to sit in peace and quiet and not bother me the whole time?" "Sure." So, the quiet. They drive. And they arrive in the place where this chariot's meant to arrive. Full of people waiting outside there. Masses of people. He comes out. And they say, "Oh, run after him, yeah? Tell me, since when have you been in this chariot? What did you speak?" "What are you talking about? Do you know? This big king, that everybody has to have an audience with him. It takes 3 years to be able to speak to him. And you were sitting next to him so many hours. What did you speak to him?" And he realized how stupid he was. "You could have asked him for money. You could have asked him to make you rich. You were sitting there so many hours. He had the biggest chance." Says the Chofetz Chaim, somebody who goes through the my Elul and my Tishri, and he ignores the Eibishter, besides being as a spoonen, that the Eibishter gave you a lift, more than a lift. He gives you life, he gives you everything. And you ignore him, besides that, you're losing out. And you should have Charut afterwards. So here we're still in the middle of Elul. And before Tishri, we should realize that we're sitting on one child with the Eibishter, and we shouldn't be so stupid, and the Eibishter wants to talk to us, we should answer him. Forget, it's a schist to be able to have the Eibishter closest. Yumim HaKadoshim, the Heilige Tag. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam Rosh Hashanah, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Because it's not days of Hallel, not days of Simcha, it's days of Pachad, Mivrich Emunas. Mivrich means wegläufen, Emunas means to run towards. So the Chayitz Astira, either it's Mivrich, or we run away from the Eibishter, or Emunas, we run to the Eibishter. What's going on here? It's Astira. So says the Belzeru, the Mittler Belzeru says Zoy. Imagine, they say a Mushel, there was the Rebbe in Haida, and this boy was misbehaving. He gives him lines, they used to give the slipper, they used to give the cane. Now, what they give nowadays? I have no idea what they give nowadays. I have no idea. I haven't got the Einiklech. What they give nowadays? What? Sweets, right. So he gave him, let's go back to the old ancient times. He gave him, let's say, lines, he gave him a punishment. And he was very upset. He couldn't go and play with his friends. So he goes home, comes home, and he says to his father, I wasn't even so bad, and I will try to be good, and the Rebbe didn't understand me, I didn't deserve the punishment. And this, the father happened to be the Rebbe. Because this child's father was the Rebbe. So the father says to him, okay, I'll have a word with the Rebbe. I'll speak to him. Here was the Rebbe, and here was the father. I'll have a word with the Rebbe. I'll tell him that he's mistaken, and I'll be mokel the oynish. Says the Belzeru, we say, Uvini Malkaini. The Eibishter is our king, but he's our father. So it happens to be that we have the same Bashef, the same Eibishter, who is the Melech, Melech Mishpat Yamad Uretz, the same time as our father. Uvini Malkaini. So it's Mivrech. We're scared, run away from the Eibishter, but then who do we run to? To our father. Munois, run to him. The Eibishter is called the father, and the Shechina is called the mother. Shechina Gdoisha. So since we have this gewaltige privilege to be Burim Lamunkim, to be children of the Eibishter, and Meile, that brings the Yom Neruim to become Yom Kedoshim. Yimai Rutzen, the Din becomes Rutzen. Why? Because we believe and we know that this Goisa Eibishter is our father. So a person comes to God in Eshtuk Slichas, and he has different thoughts. Either he has frights, or he has thoughts, shins, and he feels guilty, or he feels scared, whatever the Hagush should be. So that's running away. So what's the idea? You should remember that, but end of the day, who can we run to? Only the Eibishter. So this Mur Mivrech, running away, has to bring Yemunas. We say every morning in davening, V'hi, Misi, Immunoisli, but not Koisim, Yoy Mekru, the Eibishter is the one we run to him. So in my mind, this is a gewaltige Koyach to be able to be Besimcha, Yemai Rosh Hashanah. We find that the Torah says, K'mi Elikim Kroivim Eilov, K'ashem Elikain B'chol K'ra'ayin Eilov. Who is that the Eibishter is close to us? Whenever we call him, he listens to us. Says the Torah, that's why a person is Kibbutz Shuna, he should dress nicely, and he should wash, and he should eat good machulim, because he should have betuchim that Eibishter will make a nest. Why? You go to a court case. Why are you sure he'll make a nest? Ma'achat Eise. But the Pusik answers, K'miya l'kim k'roivim Eilov, we're his relations. We're relations to him. K'roiv means a relation, akurim is a relation. We're his children. And if a person realizes that it's Burim Lamukim, this gives a gewaltig chizik. A person has to go down, go with the machshuv, Roshunim Kippur, says my Shiva, sickest, that we are Burim Lamukim. And that gives you the Yiras Shemaim, but the Yiras Shemaim brings the Simcha. There's no steel between Yiras Shemaim and Simcha. Because Yiras Shemaim is Yiras Shemaim. What's the Shemaim? The Eibishter Shemaim is our father. The Yiras Shemaim brings Simcha. And we find we must follow, but Sanat Toikev, we speak there, Sanat Toikev, Yichem, Yumas, all those different things. What do we finish? Et Shiva, et Tfile, et Stuke, Maviren, es Royag Zaire. Shiva, et Tfile, et Stuke are all three things that show us and teach us that we are Burim Lamukim. How? Let's see how. Because a person sends on a Toykev, and it's different things that makes me maybe frightened, but then that's Mivrech, we're not scared. But then Munois, we learn Takunish Buchi. Why? It's Shiva, it's Tfilah, it's Tzedakah are three things that teach us that we are Budim Lamukim. How? Let's see how. And that's what even as Roya Gzaira. Takes away the Roya Gzaira, the fright of the Gzaira. We rely on the Eibishter. Why is Shiva, Tfilah, Tzedakah remind us Budim Lamukim? We know the Pusik says, Yesu Hashem Punav Aleichu. The Eibishter is most important to Aleichu, the Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Aleichu v'loy le'imasu oylam. Tshiva only helps by Yidin, not by Goyim. Goyim Tshiva doesn't help. We ask the Kasha from Ninvai. We find the Medrash, Ninvai wasn't more completely. It was pushed off later. Lamar said at the end, they got the punishment, the Ninvai. Tshiva doesn't help only by Klal Yisrael. Why? Says the B'nai Sosra, as we said before, Tkir Shoifer, Mulech Alkim Al Goyim. The Eibishter is a king over the Goyim. And Melech Shemuchel Al Kvoidoi, Ein Kvoida Muchel. If you make, if you have a spoon of your cheek to the king, you make something against the king, Melech Shemuchel Al Kvoidoi, Ein Kvoida Muchel. So how could the Eibishter be Mulech Klal Yisrael? It's only because we're Burim Lamukim. So Tshiva is because we're Burim Lamukim, we're children of the Eibishter. If we would be served for the Eibishter, Tshiva wouldn't help. So Tshiva teaches us, it's Meramah the end of Burim Lamukim. Tfilah, what's Tfilah? We find the famous Mishnah in Masechtas Tanis. Maase, Per Gimel Mishnah Ches, Maase, Sha'omri loy lechoyna ha'magel, they came to Choyna Amagel, his power, please dam for us, Sheyayidi Yeshumim. They were missing rain. Umalem said to them, Tzi, go out, Vichnisi Tanirem Psuchem, take in all your Tanirem, the ovens, Vishloyemoike, it's going to be a big rain, and all the Tanirem, all the ovens, they go to dissolve. His power, he davened, Vichnisi Yeshumim, the rain didn't come. Maus, what did Choyna Amagel do? Og Ige, he made like a circle, Vohun Besoicha, Vohun Malfunam, said to the Abishtha, Vohun Shaloylam, Buneichu, your children, Sumi Penayim Olai, they put their face towards me, Shani Keben Bais, Lefuneichem, like a child, Keben Bais, Nishbu Ani Meshem Chagudel, I'm swearing in your name, She'aini Zoz Mikan, I'm not moving from here, Ad Shetarachem Abuneichu, you have to have Rachmunis. He davened before, it didn't help. Then he made a circle and he said, I'm making a swearing, I'm a child, you have to help. The rain started to come slowly, very small rain. I didn't say this sort of rain. Full of rain. All the boilers, all the pitch should be full of rain. Came as our storm, as our wind, as our rain. Wow, it was mamish babbling. Take it easy. This is a stark. Bruche, Gishman Kutzen, Bruche, Vedove, Yodik at the Kina. And she also did Yisroel in Yerushalayim, Harabayis, the Hashem, they went out from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, because there was so much rain. They went out from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, there was too much rain in the town. Move on, Reloi, Keshayim, she's been out to Alayim, she had me, Kespal, she had me, please, damn, they should finish. Well, him, don't worry, Tziri, Nimches, Eiv, Natoyim, and he said, if it's ready, if I can see if the water's arrived till this stone, then I'll down. And he down, and the rain stopped. Says the Mishnah, Shurach lawyers, Shimon and Shutach. Shimon and Shutach sent the Shliris to Choyne Amagel. El Mule Choyne Atu, if you would be Choyne Amagel, Gezran Rechonidi, I'll put you into Chayrim. Also, you get me to the Eibishter. Why God to put you into Chayrim? Sha'atu mischata lefne amukim voiz l'rtzoichu. The Eibishter listens to you keben she mischata al uviv. Like a child who speaks to his father. Voiz l'rtzoinoi. And the father listens to him. V'leichu akusavoy ma yismach uvichu v'yemeichu v'sugli l'rtzoichu. The Eibishter is like a father. The Shkiz is like a mother. And the Eibishter is happy with you. You can daven like two ways. A person can daven like a servant. And then there's klulim. It's not a lot of daven. You can't say, I want this, I want this. But if a person feels like a child, he does tshiva, and he does tshiva because he's a child, mudm lamukim, then he has the koyach to daven, because it becomes mudm lamukim. So it's tshiva, you do tshiva, and you show with the tshiva that you're a child, that you're, if you'd be a servant, but tshiva wouldn't tell, because you're a ben. And if you're a ben tfilin, you can daven like a ben, and whatever you ask, you're allowed to ask, you're allowed to say like a child speaks to his father. And what's tzedukah? Tzedukah also is a simon for Burim Lamukim. Because the Gemara says, Burim Basra Daf Yid, Thomas Stropus asked for Rabbi Kiva, how is it possible to give tzedukah? Imagine the king takes his servant and puts him into the prison, and he locks him into the prison, and you go and you open the prison, take him out. Hashem makes this person poor. He makes him poor. He's punishing him. How are you allowed to go and give him money? It's not like somebody, a servant of a king who's going to the prison and the prison closes, and the king closes the door. It's like a child, like a prince, like a child of the king goes into a prison, and if someone will go and break the prison, take him out, the king will be happy. So tzedukah is again a simon that we're burim lamukim. Giving tzedukah shows that we're children of the Eibush. They have to be servants. You're not allowed to give the money to the servant. If the king was going, they should be poor, let them be poor. Why are you giving him tzedukah? Because we're burim lamukim. It's like saving the prince, the child of the king. The king is happy. Although the king had to put him into prison because that's the gzaira of the Medina. You have to put him in, you have to have a mishpat. But the king is very happy when the oilim leave out the prince. So a tshiva, tfilet, tzedukah. A person does tshiva. A person gives tzedukah. That shows the burim lamukim. But maile tfilet can be mispallel in every case as a burim lamukim. We find the psikim in Nehemiah, famous psikim. The Shas, the Yidin, came back from the first Chorban, from the first Gulas in Bovel. And it was Rosh Hashanah. And the Luvi was saying to the Yidin, you should know, Kudosh Hashem, Hayoim, Kudosh Hashem, it's a holy day, it's Heilige Tug. Al tisabli, don't be upset, v'al tivchi. Taki, he didn't say the Yoim was a Yoim. Neure. Yeah? He said, Hayom Kudoshi. Like Chosef is very good. Kudoshi. Kudosh means Chutzna Din. Al Tisabli, no need to be in the vilest. Don't cry. Because they were crying. Ichli Mashmanim. Eat food, nice food. Ich sieh Mamtakim. Veshulchim Munis Lai Nuchaloi. Send presents to one another. Ki Kudosh Hayom Lai Denayin. It's a Heilige Tug. Ve'al Tayutzaibi. Don't be Ba'atzvis. Ki Chedvas Hashem Yim Yisrael. It's the happens of the Eibush, that's your strength. What was he saying here? They were doing tshiva lechoyre. They were doing tshiva. They saw they'd sinned. They even had goyishe wives, the Pusik says. They were doing tshiva. So it's not right to cry when you do tshiva. But they were crying in Indian like atzvas. Alter tzayv, don't be batzvas. Don't be in depression. Chas v'shulem. The Torah g'doyishe. The Yumim Neruim are not here to bring a person to Chasvashulim to a matzav of depression, Chasvashulim. It's Kudosh, like we said, Kudosh, he says twice. Hayoyim Kudoshi, like we said before, Kudosh means Rutzumadin. And Chedvas Hashem, the Eibush is happy when we Matzliach, the Eibush is happy. It's like Burim Lamukim, the Eibush is happy with our Atzlochim. That's our strength. So I feel that we take a have Yigal Shemayim, and we want to do become better, and we want to be mispalel, forget you, so much to be mispalel, especially this year, Toshi Pai Dalet, so much to be mispalel, so many Schwerkeiten, that we have to have Yeshias, but we also saw big Nissim this year, gewaltige Nissim, Lebala Madei Chateve, and we have to be mischazik, and realize we put him in Lamukim, and come to a Simcha. And then, the Pusitan carries on after Sikkus. They had the whole drushi here from the Novi. And the Novi said, later in the Psikim, he says the Psikim, let's find the Psikim. Oh. Find the psikim a second. After Sikkus, then they came to the Mikdash, they came, and the Novi said to them, the psikim said, oh, oh. So why does he reckon out picking Shabbos? All the mitzvahs, many mitzvahs. Why does he reckon picking Shabbos? Because they were crying. Because they felt like servants. So they were crying. But then he said, no, you have to be happy. You have to be, why? Because of Budim Lamukim. That's why he said, don't cry. Why? The Eibush took out Mitzrayim. Val Har Sinai Radot, you went to Har Sinai. And the Dabbe Emurem, the Shemayim, he gave you all the Mishputim. The Shabbos Kotchko Datulahem. Everybody knows that the Shabbos Kodesh Nit the Torah. Why was the Torah given in Shabbos? Because we might look at the Torah, we have Tariq Mitzvahs. Ke'ele, Hashem gave us 630 Mitzvahs like servants. Of the truth is, Shabbos, the Torah was given after on Shabbos, because Shabbos teaches us, Bud Lamukim, Goy Sheshuvas Chayiv Misa. A Goy who sees Shabbos Chayiv Misa. Why Goy Sheshuvas Chayiv Misa? Says the B'nai Sosra, the Shabbos Kodesh is like Sharvita Shel Meiris. It's like the Shabbos Sharvita in English. The scepter of the king. If an Eved goes and takes the scepter, it's Chayiv Misa. If a son takes the scepter, it's okay. Goy Sheshuvas Chayiv Misa. Because Shabbos is the scepter of the king. A servant is not allowed to use the scepter. Chayiv Misa. We're Budim Lamukim. That's why we're allowed to keep Shabbos. Like we said before, the tznukah shows the Budim Lamukim. And like we said, the tshiva shows the Budim Lamukim. Because only the Eibush is mukim only for the child. And also tznukah only for the child. The same way Shabbos, going to Shabbos, oysters tushiv. Tshiva, same thing. Shabbos and tshiva are the same thing. Shabbos shows the Budim Lamukim. Goshe Shabbos Chayiv Misa is the scepter of the king. Only we're allowed to hold Shabbos. That's what the Pusik said. That's what the Torah was given on Shabbos. To show the Torah was given like Budim Lamukim. That's what the Pusik says here in Nehemiah. They were crying. I don't want to be Mechazik. Why Mechazik? Because we're Budim Lamukim. We're being a Malkaini. We gave you Shabbos. And Shabbos shows the Budim Lamukim. So the kid that we're trying to bring out here is Avada Yom Neruim or Yom Neruim, and Avada Yom Neruim are days of Mishpat, and days of the Satchinus, and days of the Skarvis, and we have Elul and Tisha together make my Yom Kedoshim, and it's an Indian of Munois Imivrech. A person has a pachet, but at the same time, he runs to the Eibishter. Mivrich emunis. Mivrich emunis. Mivrich emunis. And we say, Yuvin emalkaini. That's how we start off the slichus today. B'moitzuah emenichu kadal michot chelu. Why do we say b'moitzuah emenichu? What's so important to say b'moitzuah emenichu? Because Shabbos Kodesh is a day where Budim Lamukim. Budim Lamukim have tshiva. Budim Lamukim we can be mispallel. Budim Lamukim, we have to be never be miayish. We can ask whatever we want, and whichever way we want, like Chodah Magel. So we say, "B'mitzuah menichu." We come from the Shabbos Kodesh. We come to Shabbos Kodesh. In Maile this year, we have 2 days of Roshuna and Glach Shabbos. It's one big set, one big unit to teach us that we're Budim Lamukim. In Maile Zan the Roshuna, the Gevaltige Simcha, Uvini Malkaini, it's a Tate, it's a Kenik, and we can't point like Siva, like Siva Toive. I get to be in Shnuah with Alim, Begashmus, Begachnius, Beklal, Beprat.